For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tony, New York's calling in with a plumbing question. What can we do for you?
Hi, my girlfriend and I just recently purchased a vacation home in Florida, and I was wondering if we were interested in getting a garbage disposal installed.
Okay.
Garbage disposal installed, and I was wondering if that would be a project I could do on my own, or would I have to hire, would you recommend me hiring a contractor or a plumber? And if I had to hire somebody, would it be a contractor or would it be a plumber to do that job? So I'm not sure how difficult it would be to install such a thing.
Have you done any plumbing or electrical work, Tony?
Really light stuff. Nothing.
Okay, because it involves both. I assume this never had a disposer before.
No, it's brand new construction.
Yeah, and it's not wired for one, so there's no outlet under the sink cabinet.
Yeah, not that I'm aware of.
You gotta. It's a bit of a project. I mean, you could do it yourself, but it's a bit of a project. Here's what's involved. First of all, you got to get power down there. So that involves running a circuit or extending a circuit that you have so that you have an outlet down there, because most disposers today are not hardwired. They have a plug, and they have to be plugged in. So you actually have to install a receptacle. Secondly, the plumbing itself, not terribly complicated since all the pipes are plastic, but you know, it's a bit of a puzzle, and it's a difficult space to work in. So you may find that the time and the frustration factor would make it a lot easier for you to hire a plumber to do this. And depending on the requirements of the area that you're in, sometimes the plumbers will bring in electricians to do this work. Sometimes they'll do it themselves. I'd make sure that in any case you had a permit to get it done so that you can be sure it's done correctly. But because it's a small space, because it involves both plumbing and electrical work, you know, it may be best to have this one hired out.
Okay, sounds good. Terrific.
Right? You can get more sunshine time that way.
Yes. Terrific. Thanks for the information. I greatly appreciate it.
You're welcome, Tony. Good luck with that new house. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.